Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Bernard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Bernard. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Tavares steals third. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tavares scores. Hebner moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason strikes out. 2 outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer takes first base on ball 4. Dyer moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dwight Bernard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernard bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. 2 outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. Scott scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to second. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mason. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Palmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Flores pinch hits for Dwight Bernard. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Mason moves to second. It's 6-1, Expos. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twitchell fields it and throws to third for the out. Dyer moves to second. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromarty hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norman for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Dave Cash now playing second base. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Wayne Twitchell. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hutton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Alex Trevino now playing second base. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Neil Allen now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-4 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trevino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Hebner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Expos. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-3 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hutton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 1 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns pinch hits for Neil Allen. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Expos. Elias Sosa now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.